No, Kat, that's too much. That's a bit inappropriate. You can't take my kidney. We're not that close.
I thought you were an ally.
Business partner.
Really? Like, you don't want to give me your kidney during Pride Month. That's a bit.
It's too much. Anyway, we're rolling.
Oh, we're recording. Oh, shit. Okay, sorry. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Kat Baker Show. We are the longest running podcast in the world, the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, voted number one person in the UK. Did you know that? I think this is the first podcast I filmed when it's hot. All podcast episodes filmed before have been when it's cold to average. So how are we holding up in the heat? You holding up all right?
Dude, I'm glad the summer's here. The summer's here, but also it can get quite sticky.
Yeah.
My car started overheating. Let's not touch that.
Yeah. Touchy subject. Your car broke down, didn't it?
It did, on the way here. But I made it. We're still here.
Yeah, so I thought because it technically wasn't your fault, I only chopped off half a finger for your tardiness.
I feel like you were like always making excuses and now he doesn't want to come anymore.
Yeah.
And I made my car break down. I didn't lie about it. I diddled the engine.
Oh.
No, I didn't. I made it. I love this job.
Yeah. Here he is. Although, true employees would say, you know, it's not a job. It's so much fun.
It's a passion.
But it's not work. Yeah.
This is a passion.
Yeah.
You'll make the best podcast you can.
Well, I mean...
No pressure.
We are making the best podcast. I mean, this is the longest running podcast in the world. Which is weird that we've never filmed one when it's hot before, considering we've been going for about 20 years, was it?
It's been a while.
I've been podcasting since the age of 10.
So what's on the agenda today, huh?
That just made me think, I can't believe I was 18 12 years ago. I've been an adult for 12 years now. You know what made me think about that the update? Someone was asking me on Instagram, like, oh, what was your first tattoo? I was like, well, I got it. What's this? I got it when I was 18.
Was that like, you're like, I'm 18 now, I can do what I want?
It's a swallow. And I got it because I swallow. No, I don't. Firstly, I actually spit because swallowing is disgusting. I'm a vegan, so I wouldn't do that. And it was just like, I feel like Kate Moss had a bird tattoo, so I was like, well, I need a bird tattoo.
Did you ever see swallows were really popular on older men, like right on their hand?
Yeah.
That was like, I used to hear that was a sign for like, they were in a gang or they were in prison, but then I think it got so popular that...
I'm in a gang.
Oh, you got it because you're in a gang?
Yeah, I'm in a gang.
Are you wearing a gang?
It's sort of a gang of cats that kind of follow me around on the street. I sort of collect their love. Although, actually, recently, to be fair, a lot of the cats in London, not very friendly, I must say. I've been trying to make friends with a lot of them, and none of them have been having it. Well, especially around the area that I live. But maybe it's because this area is quite gentrified. I won't say what it is.
It could be anywhere.
Maybe the cats are a bit gentrified, maybe.
But what's your approach? You know, you talk about...
I sort of go...
Oh, that's very cliche. Cats in gentrified areas are over cliches.
Right, yeah.
It's like walking up to it's like a bloke walking up to a girl going, hey, you come here often? No one says that anymore.
Right, so if I go up to the cats, I'm like, are you into NTS radio or whatever?
That might work
better. Yeah, okay.
Or you could be like
do you love Gail's Bakery?
Yeah.
The cats will lap it up. Right, okay.
Eventually, you gotta mix it up.
Okay, so to get the gentrified cats on the side. Okay.
You know, ask them.
Get them some raw, unpasteurized, because they got paws, milk.
You accidentally made a very clever pun.
Raw, unpasteurized milk, and they'll be like, ooh. I did see that on Instagram the other day, like a woman, like, I feel like 10 years ago, again, I say this all the time, I'm a vegan, I'm a supreme individual, some have said. Some have said the world will suffer without me. But yes, I'm a vegan. And I feel like 10 years ago, like, vegan was like the big thing. I've still kept to it. I don't treat it as a trend. I'm a real, real one, right? But now the big thing really is like the raw meat stuff.
The trends come and go.
Like, and I was watching like a woman the other day who like, she's sort of a yogi. And she's having breakfast like raw liver and blueberries. And I was like, 10 years ago, she would have been on Instagram doing the vegan thing.
Yes.
And now she's doing the tapeworm diet.
I think there was someone else I saw. I think it was a clip from like Piers Morgan, and it was some woman who looked like in her late 20s, but she was actually a bit older, and it was like, oh, she just has like steak 3 times a day, and like that's it, steak. Like it's not raw, but it's like just steak was her diet. And doctors are like, oh, you should be dead. She's like, well, it works for me. It's, I'm taking that with a pinch of salt.
I mean, her arteries are gonna be like, she might not be fat, she might be thin.
There's something,
but like, she'll have a ton of like fat around her organs.
But I think doctors were saying she should be way unhealthier, but she's not. But there's something else going on there. I don't know what it is.
She could also be lying.
But no, exactly. Yeah. Like, you know, internet trends. But you're right, veganism was a trend for a while, and I think if you're a vegan and you were a vegan before it was trendy and you're still a vegan now, then you're doing it because you want to be vegan, not because it's trendy.
That's me.
And I think that's you, unless you're just doing it for views. I can't tell you.
No, people don't like it when I bring it up, so.
So you're definitely not, you're not like, it's not a vegan podcast.
No. I think that, like, it's kind of fallen out of trend, but I still think more people are becoming vegan because restaurants have just drank a bunch of Lambrini and had a lot of Lotus biscuits, so
quite the combo.
Yeah, the vegan diet, that is what we have.
It's like the old 80s supermodel diet. Do you remember what that was?
I think it was like, it'd have like half a grapefruit and then boiled egg.
Well,
cocaine and champagne.
Well, yeah, or cocaine and cigarettes. That was the joke, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
But probably not too far off. Yeah. But you know, 80s was a wild time.
To be fair.
80s was a wild time, apparently, in the entertainment industry.
I mean, were you alive in the 80s?
Yes, but I was a child. Like, I was a baby to like a 5-year-old. So not really around properly.
I mean, Drew Barrymore was doing drugs at that age, so.
True, she wrote an autobiography at like 12.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you get in with Spielberg in the early days.
What was the age you first started drinking?
I have a whole thing about this. And like, I remember, and I look back and I think it was way too young, but it was quite a trend in working class Dublin.
How young were you?
13.
I was
that's good to hear. I was legitimately drinking bottles of cider in fields at 13. Now don't get me wrong.
Yeah, no, that's normal, I think.
I think people talk about like, oh, 15, 16, but I was like earlier. Well, if you say it's normal,
no, I think that's, you know, I grew up in like super middle class like area, and we were drinking bottles of cider at 13.
I remember
it's a cross cultural experience, I feel like, in the UK.
Yeah.
I had my first, yeah, because I was like, I would have been like year 9. And like, yeah, I remember I had my first beer and I was like, whoa! And I was like rolling down the hill. And I think like Skins had just come out and I was like, oh my God, I'm just like Skins, because I like had his beer. And I was like,
you see, I didn't have a frame of reference because I was, you know, I was watching the usual American stuff that everyone was watching. There was nothing in particular that made me go, I want to be like that kid. But I was just drinking in the field going, this is what Irish people do.
No, I first got Paralec when I was like 14. Because I remember went to my boyfriend at the time, like invited me to this house party or something, and we went to that, and I think I just got really drunk and like passed out, and
I think
my parents are furious, and I came back I think at like 3 a.m. and I was like 14, which I don't think about now. Like, if I had a child who was 14, was out till 3 a.m. didn't know where I'd be absolutely furious too. And they like, but my parents are like so not strict. So that was the only time I've ever been grounded. And they grounded me by saying, you've got to be back the next night by 10 p.m.
So it's like a half ground.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. I remember when my brother first got drunk, they went harder on him, like way more. But because I was the younger, I think you sort of get away with it. But to be fair, I would say because my parents was so not strict, I really didn't rebel that much. Like, I did go out and get drunk and, you know, dabble in whatever, but like,
it's definitely,
my friends who had stricter parents were like way crazier.
It's definitely a thing. If you're really repressed and your parents won't let you do anything, then you're gonna find a way to
Yeah,
do
my
it.
Mom always tells a story. She's like, I she was like, when she was at school, there was this girl in her class. This was like the 70s, I guess, like 80s. No, 70s, I guess. There was a girl in her class, and her parents always say, why can't you be more like her? She's so nice. Like, her parents are really strict. I think she's really religious. 10 years later, she died of a heroin overdose. So there's a line. Yeah. My mum would always be like, that's why. They're pretty, yeah. So, yeah.
Don't be too strict on your kids, basically.
No, don't be. Although, I have ended up doing OnlyFans. So some might use that to say, maybe be a bit more strict on your kids.
Maybe. But did you, like...
Because I maybe might have been more scared to do it if I knew my parents would, like, disown me.
Interesting. But before, like, you know, obviously you had, like... The OnlyFans blew up in lockdown, and we had a weird lockdown. People did weird different things. But did you ever have a moment in your teenage years where you're like, I could be a cam girl when I grow up, or maybe I want to do porn? Did you know, like, Sasha Grey?
No, I had dreams beyond that.
Someone, Sasha Grey apparently was like, I want to be a porn star as soon as I turned 18, and she became the biggest porn star in the world.
No, I was never like that.
You did it out of necessity.
No, I wasn't even... wasn't even like very sexual. I didn't lose my virginity till I was like 18.
Interesting.
So like,
do you think hypersexuality is linked with being an OnlyFans girl or a porn star? Obviously porn star, because you're actually getting it.
I think a lot who like do it, but I would have been way too sexually inexperienced to start doing like even just like sending naked photos like 18. I wouldn't have been doing stuff like that.
Have you ever talked much on your podcast about, like, the actual early days or before you started it and what motivated you?
I've mentioned it before. I think I started when I was, like, 22. Not OnlyFans, but, like, my mate was like, oh, I just sold my underwear online for this amount. So I sold my underwear. And then I think from then on, I was, had a bit of a slutty phase in university, as we all do. And then I was like, oh, so I kind of felt like whatever about sex then by that point. And then, yeah, my mate was like, sell your underwear online. And I did. And then I'd go on the site and occasionally sell photos and stuff as well. But
I feel like the underwear game, now you'd know it more than me, but people want to buy underwear and obviously they're used and wear them for X amount of time or whatever. But surely people want at least a photograph of your body in the underwear as well. Is that not a package deal?
Weirdly enough, I always thought they did want that. And so I'd always offer that. But some really don't.
Because there's a whole honesty, moral code in there. You could just...
Nope, I wear them. Okay, guys, they are freshly worn. And you can get them at catbaker.co.uk.
Do you still... Is there still a market for that? As in you specifically? Or is
it
mainly just...
Yeah, very occasionally. I don't feel like it's definitely not my biggest seller.
No, because you've got a whole website full of filth, apparently.
Also, I am technically sponsored by a pants-selling website.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but not on here, but on my TikToks.
You're the boss, Kat. You mention them or not.
I'm not going to mention them here. If they pay for a podcast episode, then I'll mention them. There is a site where you can buy underwear or sell underwear.
Not Primark.
No. Used underwear. eBay are really strict about selling used underwear, right? But I haven't tried to sell used underwear on there, but I've just sold stuff like... do you know what a bodysuit is? You know, like a kind of like a swimsuit, but it's, you wear it as like a top.
Yeah.
So you might wear it. They won't let you fucking sell them because they're like, it's underwear, you can't sell it.
I think it's anything that goes crotch adjacent.
But trousers go crotch adjacent.
No, but over underwear. Wasn't there something?
I mean, I usually wear underwear under a bodysuit.
Oh, I guess, yeah. Well, wasn't there a thing before about like, you can't return underwear to shops because it touched your bits. Maybe that's the eBay thing, as opposed to...
And swimwear, you can't return unless it has that sticker on.
Yeah, so maybe that's what eBay are doing.
Is that the same for men? Do you have that sticker in shorts?
No.
What?
Because I think...
But dicks leak juice sometimes, don't they?
They do, but I think...
Not to the same extent.
Depending on the size and how tight the boxers are, the dick could end up anywhere within like a 3-inch area. But still, it doesn't make any sense. But yeah, it's the patriarchy, maybe.
I mean, watchers of this podcast barely fit into any swimming trunks because they've all got such massive dicks.
I thought you were going to go the other way with that, but yeah.
No.
No.
My audience have massive schlongs. Comment down below if you're an audience member. Because that means you've got a massive schlong. And this is something... Oh, yes. This is something we discussed in a previous episode that actually got removed. We recorded an episode, but it got deleted by the authorities because they were worried about the things we said, weren't they?
Yeah, we might have to revisit some subjects, but leave out the controversies.
Yeah, they said something about, like, encouraging terroristic threats or something. I don't know. But, but something we mentioned before was we need a fucking jingle. We haven't got a jingle.
Yes, and we may or may not have music producer fans or musician fans.
Can you send us your most... It can be an incredibly cursed... It only has to be 10 seconds long, I'd say. A bit of music that you've made at home. Send it to my email that's linked down below, right? And if I like it, I will make you the theme song for our podcast. And as a reward, you will either get... Yeah, you'll get a year subscription free to my OnlyFans.
A year?
And we'll credit your name in every description.
Yeah, like, legitimately, you will get the credit, you'll get the music, you can put it in your music-making portfolio, yeah. But also, if you happen to be that way inclined, you can get onto Cat's OnlyFans for a whole year.
If you might be a gay man, or a straight woman, or a... or just someone who doesn't want to see my OnlyFans, but I assume the only reason you wouldn't want to see my OnlyFans is because you're gay. But if you didn't, maybe I'll send you 20 quid.
Or you could gift it to somebody if you know a music producer or a musician. You could be like, look at this person's TikTok. How would you like to see her naked?
Yeah.
Or, you know, people have very strange porn habits. Mm. They don't always look at what they like to do in real life. So straight women and gay men might just get a kick out of it.
Yeah, imagine. I wonder if we've got any gay male OnlyFans subscribers. I think the only way they'd be doing that is just to be like, just support the girls, you know?
Or I bet if you do, they're also either content creators or wannabe content creators, and they're just checking out how you should.
But I'd be probably not the person. You should probably check out another male creator, because they'll give you...
Yeah, true. But
the bar's a lot lower for female creators.
Maybe people are like, oh, she's so funny on Instagram and TikTok. I want to see how funny she is on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
But
my OnlyFans is not that funny.
It's all serious business behind that paywall.
Yeah. I mean, actually, I've done a couple of videos. I do some videos where it's kind of like funny. Like I did one the other day where it was like, it was anal training. But I started off like reading a letter saying I've been selected by the Anal Training Academy. I had to make a video audition. So that's kind of funny.
See, that's very on brand with your sketches.
And then, and then I did another one where I have my fuck machine and I was like, I have to use this fuck machine because I've just survived the apocalypse and there's no humans left on the earth, so.
Again, it's comedy sketch vibes, I like it. I feel like this is the first time you've actually talked specifically about what's behind that paywall.
Oh yeah, I'm not.
You've obviously talked about what you do and stuff, and everyone like hints at whatever. No. But
yeah, there's videos of me, guys. There's videos of me having sex on there.
I feel like should you take 5 minutes and talk about more specifics to get people in?
Oh yeah, because I need money. So you know, because
why don't you?
I mean, okay. I've been feeding you dog food.
Oh, you told me it was at least cat food.
And, you know, and you're now going to have to start. I mean, you don't even have a car anymore.
No.
So we need some money.
I'm gonna start renting out this podcast equipment behind your back when we're not using it.
So, guys, subscribe. You know, I would one day like to make more than £10 on my OnlyFans, okay?
So why don't you Right, here's the thing. Okay, so Martin Scorsese once said, if you have an idea for a film or a screenplay that you've written, if you cannot describe it in 25 words, then it's a bad idea. So why don't you take two of your OnlyFans videos and tell the audience in 25 words what the videos are? Give or take 25, you don't, around that.
Boy, girl, sex tape.
That's too obvious. More like, you know, draw them in.
I would say it's
like a pitch, like you're trying to pitch it to somebody.
It's naked woman. Woman that's naked. Doing things while naked. And but I would say not traditional porn star.
Yeah, you're different. We know this.
If you'd like to see someone who's more attainable and more like someone you'd meet in real life, I would say. More that girlfriend vibe, I think. Then yeah. Subscribe.
Yeah, that was a good pitch, but that is more general to your whole thing. If you can think of one video you do, let's say with your fuck machine or whatever, and just pitch that one video.
Well, fuck machine.
No, but like, come on. Give the audience what they... Make the audience go, wow, that sounds amazing. I'm signing up right now.
Girl uses fuck machine. That's all they need to hear. That's all they...
I mean, true,
all they want to know.
True. There's... Okay.
Girl uses fuck machine after surviving the apocalypse.
And just in case you're wondering, fans, girl in question is girl on camera.
Me. So, yeah, there you go. There you go. Martin Scorsese would be shooketh. Shooketh. It is, talking of shooketh, it's Pride Month, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's coming to the end, but yeah.
Shout out to the gays and the theys.
And all of the...
All of the in-between.
All of the LGBT.
Shout out to the in-betweeners. Great TV show.
Did you see that video that was going around of a guy explaining LGBTQ, but he was basically just like, all the letters just mean gay.
To be fair. No,
and the weird thing was, he's not that wrong.
Yeah. Basically, it all just describes different levels of gay.
I don't know if you had this, but like men... Boys definitely had this, like teenagers. Like, if you said anything or did anything that was a little bit not straight, then you're just labelled gay. Like, there's, you know, before bisexuality was fully accepted, and like certain groups of straight people, you know, you'd never have a straight friend that goes, oh, you like to do that thing as well as that thing. Maybe you're bi. It'll just be like, oh, you did that, you're gay. Like, there's no in between.
Yeah, like everything. Yeah, basically. I think that's the case for most of society now, but I think I just am in a bit of a bubble where, like, nowadays, like, people... Well, having said that, I do call everyone gay, but in an endearing way. Like, you're gay. But in a nice way.
I guess in theory, certain people can get away with it.
Mm.
Have you confirmed if you get away with it yet? Are you a friend of the gays? I think you are.
Yeah, I've literally eaten pussy before, so...
No.
Definitely.
No, I guess, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, like gay men or gay women, not just people you hook up with, do they look at your stuff, look at your content and go...
I literally have sex with gay men all the time.
Yeah, there you go. So you're one of them.
So, yeah.
You're not just an ally, you're a letter.
Yeah, because that is a sexuality, women who have sex with gay men... Probably fucking is a sexuality, isn't it?
Again, there's lots of gay men who might be like a little bit bi, but not bi enough.
I was talking to a friend recently who her gay best friend admitted he had feelings for her. That would be a mind fuck.
That's the thing, yeah.
Like, and he was really confused by it because he had always thought he was gay as well.
Because obviously, I'd imagine that. Like, a gay guy and a girl become friends and they get super close because from day one they're very like, well, this is all it's ever going to be. It's perfect. And then one of them drops a bomb.
Yeah. And no, yeah, I'm thinking of all my closest male friends right throughout the years. If they said they wanted to fuck me, that would just be... Although me and this one gay friend I had, we're not actually friends anymore because he was like a drug addict, alcoholic, and it was a long story. But...
Maybe for the Patreon.
Yeah. I remember one time we were on holiday and we met this guy who was like really hot. And he sort of was coming on to both of us. And we were like, are we? We were like, are we going to have a threesome? Should we have a threesome? But me and my friend were like, look, if we do it, we were seriously considering it. We drank a lot at this point. Like, look, if we do it, I cannot look at you. I need to not look at you, and I need you to not touch me. So we seriously considered it, but then it turned out he was kind of just being a bit of a cock tease, and he was actually just straight. Like, he wasn't really interested in...
Did you say it was your gay friend? As in, it was you and your gay friend?
Me and my gay male friend, yeah, okay. And this guy was coming on to both of us.
Do you think
it turns out he was really just sort of straight.
Yeah, do you think he was just, like, being overly friendly with... the gay guy to get closer to you?
Yeah, I mean, he was German, so they're all sluts over there. They're all doing their thing. You slutty little sausage munchers, you Germans.
Now that sounds like a slur. Just saying. And I don't mean a German slur. I mean, it is a German slur, but it also sounds like another slur.
Hey, I think gay men and Germans would be happy to be referred to as sausage munchers, so...
Let's take a poll or something.
Yeah.
That's not a euphemism.
If you're a sausage muncher, comment down below.
No, the poll is, do you, if you are either German or a gay man,
let's take an ethnicity poll. Comment down below your race.
Are we putting this episode on Patreon or is this live? We don't know yet.
Who knows? Let's see. So football, that's going on at the moment. I think probably by the time this is out, England will be out.
I suspect.
Are Ireland out already?
Ireland have not qualified for anything since 2002. But let me tell you this, right? When Ireland qualify and we have like a moderate win... we might as well have won the World Cup final. That's what it feels like.
Right. So the bar is very low.
Yeah. I remember years ago in 2002, I think it was, we were playing Germany and we equalised and the game finished a draw and it was like we won the World Cup.
It was that good.
But it's awesome. It's epic. And also, you know, back in, God, I don't remember what year. If I had to pick a year, I'd say 2006, 2008 maybe. Ireland hated... the now much loved Thierry Henry. You know Thierry Henry?
Mm-mm.
Everyone loves Thierry Henry. He was one of the most famous footballers in the world, and now he's one of the most famous pundits in the world.
Mm.
He purposefully handballed the ball into the net so France would qualify and Ireland didn't qualify. True story. Technically, he handballed it onto his foot and then kicked it in, but it was a legitimate handball. They got away with it, and he was the most hated man in Ireland for, like, probably still is.
Just made us lose our whole gay audience, by the way.
And that's basically all my football knowledge, by the way, about nothing else.
Right. So you don't support any team?
Technically, yes, I used to, and if I ever go back to it, I will go back to that team.
And what was that?
Liverpool. So I'm loyal. So if I do come back to it, I'll always remain loyal to Liverpool.
Mm.
And ironically, they started winning loads a few years ago, and I still didn't go back. So I'm not even a Sunny Day supporter.
Yeah, you half-ass everything.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
including this podcast.
Yeah. Half-assing your driving skills.
Maybe that's why we get on that so
car,
well.
Running that car into
the ground. Maybe that's why we get on so well, Kat. Because we're similar. See what I did there?
Hey, I give 110% to everything I do. This is the longest-running podcast in the world. You know. You know, not many have beaten this spree. Well, but yeah, no, I think by the time this goes out, England will be out. We just did a very shocking performance. Tomorrow, I believe we're playing Slovakia, which we'll probably win, but I doubt we'll win anything after that.
Do you go and watch the game?
Yeah.
Oh, you do. So you're a fan. Do you have a team, or do you have a
no? Only England.
Oh, one of them.
So I do get very into it when it is the Euros or World Cup.
So if when they were in the final 3 years ago, were you all like in the pub wearing white with crosses on your face?
No, it was kind of lockdown, so it was I was at my mate's house.
We definitely watched it with a group of people, so I think the rules were easy.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're not a football podcast, and apparently, unless you advertise as a football podcast, you shouldn't talk about football because you will lose listeners.
Oh.
Comedy.
So we're going to lose.
There's some comedy podcasts. There's comedy podcasts that I listen to, and they're all big football heads, but they will literally say, let's not talk about football.
Okay, yeah, so we just lost our already quite small audience.
No,
we just halved it.
We didn't lose them. We just, they just moved their attention for 2 minutes. Now talk about...
If you've made it this far, leave a poop emoji in the comments.
There you go.
Yeah, let's get that engagement up. Oh, so this was a subject I wanted to talk about. I was thinking about the other day. Okay. Controversial, right? I think I've dated men who are older than me. I've dated men who are younger than me. And I have realised that men don't get better at sex with age. But I think women do. Because, men are always like, they're always like, oh yeah, you mature, you get better at doing it. Men still put in the same amount of effort, no matter how old they are. Women, however, do progress. I believe we do progress, because 10 years ago, I could only get on top for like 30 seconds. Nowadays, I can get on top for like a minute. So,
is that purely a fitness thing, though? You could just be physically fitter.
No, it's sexual prowess.
Okay, so it is.
Yeah.
It is that.
Yeah.
So is that?
But yeah, men.
Is that long enough to finish? Are you you that good?
Sorry, do people? I don't think people don't go past 5 minutes. That's not a thing. Sex is 5 minutes and under. Right?
Yeah. It's been a while, so I wouldn't know.
Sex is 5 minutes and under. And my watchers know that.
Is that why it's called foreplay? It's 4 minutes of play and then 1 minute of penetration.
Damn fucking straight it is.
That might be my finest work.
Yeah. Yeah, to be fair. I mean, to be fair, men will be like, I can go for hours. I don't want to go for hours.
No, I've definitely heard.
Women, you just start chafing. You want short bursts over a course of hours, but you want snacks in between, or breaks to watch Netflix, or you don't want
hydration breaks.
Yeah, snacks. You don't want. Nah, fucking hell. You don't.
What are your thoughts on the whole tantric sex thing? Some of it might be a bit of a cliche, or not a myth. It is real, but what you hear about it might be a myth.
It's a bit of a fancy happy ending, isn't it?
Well, it's more just you can last for ages, and that blows women's mind. Like, men have this technique where they get it. Supposedly, this is the actual quote, is you redirect your orgasm inwards.
Who has time for all this, though?
It's funny, because you genuinely have to train. So you're right.
But it's what if you don't got stuff to... I mean, you've got to not have a job. You've got to, you've got to...
Or be, a millionaire musician like Sting.
He
famously...
Is he tantric. One does it?
He since, the 90s, he was famously the tantric sex guy. You're not feeling it?
I mean, Sting's not bad, but I don't really want to think about Sting giving a real... long handy. Who has time? You've only got so many hours in the day for work, hobbies, keeping up with current events, and sleep, showering, gym. You've got about you've got about an hour a day for sex, if you factor it in. More than that, it's just insane.
So what happens if you take those hours, build them up, and have sex on a Sunday, and it's like 5 hours, 6 hours?
I guess, but...
Do you have sex every day? I mean, you are a porn
no,
star.
I've gone like...
See what I did there? I called you a porn star. That's how much faith I have in you. You're a star.
Thank you.
You're a star.
Thank you. Longest I've got, I went a year without sex before.
That's long. Was this while you were doing OnlyFans?
Yeah, because it was in like lockdown.
Yeah, so you famously have a fucking machine. You presumably have...
That was pre-fucking machine. I didn't have the money for a fucking machine then.
Okay, but you presumably had a collection of toys and vibrators, is that correct?
Yeah.
So you were making content, so you were... Safe to say you were giving yourself orgasms quite
yes.
often, so that tied you over.
Yeah, and I do think women can go, like, I feel like women can go long periods more so than men.
I have heard something like that before, but I think after time, like, men might get really antsy. I haven't had sex in so long, but then once like 3 months passes, they're like, oh, it's normal.
You kind of, yeah, there is true that you also just kind of set when it's been so long, you just settle into it.
Mm.
I think. But,
and your virginity grows back. No, that's a
myth. Yes.
That's a myth.
Do men have a hymen?
No.
Are you sure?
They
don't have like a butt hymen or something?
No. There's something that happens in puberty when, this is going to sound either really scientific or really grim, but something happens, I'm sure something happens in puberty where like your foreskin loosens or something. Not loosens, but like kind of becomes a thing and you... Something like that. That's the only thing I can see is even remotely similar, but that just happens on your own. It doesn't happen with, like, it can't happen early. Although technically maybe it could happen early if somebody, like, if you did have sex early. I don't know.
If any paediatricians in the comments.
If anyone
no.
knows. If
or
anyone,
paedophiles.
If anyone knows the answer to that,
yeah.
Don't call me out because it's probably bullshit. You know, correct me. I want to be corrected
yeah, yeah,
here.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
want to be called out.
Yeah, or a sex ed teacher, maybe, mind it. Like a biology teacher,
or like
teacher,
an actual dick doctor. What are they called? What's a dick doctor called?
No, they're called dick doctors, of course.
No, there's a proper name.
Is there actually?
Like,
I didn't know that. I know it's gynecologist.
No,
but...
gynecologist is for your gyne.
Yeah, what? what's...
Your vagina. No, there is genuinely a dick doctor.
What is the dick doctor? Well, you're going to have to look that
up. Let me revert to Google, because this is what we do on podcasts.
I'm going
to
guess it's... Schlongzertition.
Will I just Google dick doctor instead of like
Schlongmeister? That's what dick doctor is.
Now my algorithm thinks I have a problem.
There we go.
Urologist. I knew it was called something.
Urologist?
Yeah.
Is that what that, but I thought that was just a wee wee.
Yeah, no, it turns out it's specifically penis.
And
hold on.
They don't deal with women.
No, I think that's the gynecologist. Okay, so without googling anymore, I think the gynecologist and the urologist do genital stuff, and that goes over to wee wee stuff because it's all that general area.
You know what I was thinking the other day?
Although Google did just tell me a urologist does do urinary stuff.
Yeah, I feel like they do with UTI. Have you ever had a UTI?
Can men get UTIs? Wait.
Yeah, they can.
Wait, is that not basically... Is that a yeast infection or is that different?
No. UTI is urinary tract infection.
Oh, sorry.
But if you get really bad one, you can like go mad.
Okay, so am I right in saying... Women...
And you can like end up in hospital.
A hostel?
Hospital. Hostel. You end up in a hostel in Latvia. Like,
if you get it really bad, you have to travel cheap. You have to go to Europe and travel cheap. Is that the thing that women can get because of sex?
Women get it more frequently
yeah.
than men because we have shorter urinary tracts.
Okay.
So they get infections more easily.
But does sex bring that on?
Yeah.
So
that's why you got piss after sex.
Yes.
Women
I've
do.
I've definitely heard. So maybe men...
And not using condoms makes it more likely.
Okay, interesting. So maybe men can get it, but not because of sex.
I think they can get it because of sex as well.
Oh my god, I just typed into Google, can men get? I shit you not, the first suggestion is urinary tract infection.
There you go, it knows what you need.
Urinary tract infection is less common in men than women because the male urethra is long. Oh my god, you are right. Oh my god, you're Dr. Kat. We almost forgot this.
Yeah.
Dr. Kat Baker.
Well, not quite. When I am, when I've got that bloody doctorate, you're all going to know because I'm going to be Dr.
It's,
Baker.
It's the same way we're like, oh, we don't quite have podcast sponsors yet. We will. The same way you will be a doctor.
Like, I will be a doctor. We will have listeners. We will have, fucking sponsors.
Oh, we will. I'm faithful.
Is there a fly?
No, we're hearing the traffic all outside. So, gang, if you're listening, that's traffic and stuff outside.
I thought I had a fly. I've got a bit of a spider. I haven't got spiders in my flat, but I've got spiders breeding just outside my flat. And a lot of them keep trying to come in. Yikes. I'm not averse to one or two because they do keep the flies in check. But I think when you've got a sort of lot, I just see them multiplying on my shed outside.
Can you like pick them up and put them out? Like with your bare hands?
No, I use a glass. I'm pretty good at that.
So you're not like...
Anyway. But these are like the spindly ones, so they're not as horrible.
You're not... Okay, like the daddy long legs.
Yeah, but they're not daddy long legs. They are spiders, but they're like the harvestman spider. No, they got that little tiny body and then big old legs.
I would have called them daddy long legs, but I guess...
No, daddy long legs are the flies.
Are you sure?
Yep. That's how.
Okay.
That's how.
Did you ever see that meme?
That's how we do things in England. Okay.
Did you ever see that meme or photo or whatever? It's two scientists discover this insect. And they're like, what should we call it? And they're like, oh, the long legs. And go, oh, let's make it kinkier. Okay, daddy long legs.
To be fair, I don't think that is the real name.
It's not the official.
That's just the... What's it called? A bug person? Something? I don't know. A bug doctor.
Not doctor, specialist.
Yeah, I've met one before. Did a working bug. Would you eat bugs? Because that's...
I've thought about this before.
There's a restaurant in London that sells bug stuff. And it's like quite big.
Yeah. Short answer is no. Long answer is if I had to, I know a way I would do it.
How?
Basically, if all cows went extinct or chickens didn't, if we couldn't eat proper meat anymore, and the only way was like insect protein, if the whole world were like, okay, humans have to eat insects for insect protein, then surely there'd be places or factories that would like take all the insects, mash it down into like a pate or something.
Well, that's why they do it. This bug restaurant, that's how they serve it mostly.
That's the only possible way.
Or you get a bowl of almost like peanuts and you get... The only thing I think, because
if it looks like an insect, hard no. If it's like a mushy pate thing, then yeah.
Yeah, they say it's like a sustainable, the possibly a sustainable alternative. Although to be fair, it'll all be lab grown meat pretty soon, which I look forward to as a vegan. Obviously, no more animals getting killed for me. But I think we'll just do lab grown meat because they're already doing that. But the bug stuff, I think surely. If you start, like, bugs are so integral to our ecosystem. Like, they're one of the most important parts, right? If you start fucking with bug populations because of farming, I feel like that would have a pretty bad ecological knock-on effect.
You know what? That's a very good point. Yeah. However, if I had to guess, I'd say they're probably pretty easy to farm. Not easy, but easier to farm. And you could make, like, let's say, God, I hate... saying this is going to make me sick, so I hate insects. Oh, we need like extra cockroaches to make insect protein. They could probably like have 5, 6, 7, 10 times more in like a day.
Yeah,
it's great. But yeah, see this whole picking up a cockroach and eating it, or picking up like a centipede, I will be team vegan all day long. I will never be able to eat something that looks like an insect.
I couldn't. But also, so I don't, as a vegan, I don't buy silk. Oh. Because that's silkworms. They boil them a lot. Like, they boil silkworms, which makes me sad when I see it. So I don't mind buying silk, like, secondhand, because I'm like, well, it's been made, and it's like... you know, and there is some silk that could be made without killing them, but that's pretty, I think that's like mulberry silk, which is like really expensive.
Even more expensive. Usually it goes the other way, and the fake stuff is less expensive.
But you think if you're buying silk from like a high street shop, that's just going to be
the shit stuff.
Yeah, it's just worms that have been like smushed together, probably.
You know what? I kind of didn't want to know that that's what silk was.
Yeah, they boil them. They boil them alive. No, no.
Are you, how much consciousness do you think insects have? Like, even amongst themselves. Obviously, you know, people are talking, like, about animals and stuff have, like, communicate with each other. And then, obviously, dolphins are super intelligent. And, you know, they can't communicate with humans fully, but they can communicate with each other. There's a whole...
I've seen people with, like, little pet spiders that have, like... I don't know. They have little personalities.
I feel like people...
Or little bumblebees.
I feel like people project that on them.
Yeah.
But more like, do insects... Obviously, they communicate with each other to make things like hives and whatnot.
Yeah.
But do they... How conscious is that communication? Do you think they're all like, oh, Bill, how's your day? How's the wife? Huh? She's buzzing. It sounded like I said that just to set up that joke. I didn't. But genuinely, do you feel like they have some kind of consciousness?
No, I don't think they have a consciousness. But I think it's more just in me. I'm like, I can't. Like, I hate seeing something dying.
No, that makes sense. And obviously
that's like where my... And that really is just a thing different. Like, some humans are totally fine with seeing something dying, and some people aren't. Like, and that's obviously... I mean, obviously, had I been raised off the earth, I'm sure I'd be probably all right with seeing animals dying. But I am not. I am...
I've got a moral vegan question for you then. Mm-hmm. Would you consider... Well, this kind of goes against what you just said, but, you know, what's your thoughts on people who might eat meat only if they've, like, hunted it themselves and made it themselves and chopped it up? You know, like, they've put their own effort in, like, living off the land.
I think that's fine, because it's, like, I don't think it's inherently wrong that humans eat meat. Like, we do eat, like, we can digest meat.
I think arguably
it's part,
like,
of our diet, and it's essential to something. Like, if you live in the Antarctic, you have to eat meat to live or you'll die.
I think the reality is the way the world eats too much meat, and we don't need to eat that much.
Yeah, and just like fat and like farming is just, well, factory farming is incredibly unnatural. But no, if someone was like hunting their own and doing it, it's fine. But yeah, I would be like, I probably couldn't. There's no way I could be in a relationship with someone who would bring home like a dead rabbit one day. Mm. Because I'm like a Disney princess, okay? I need to cuddle and be with little cute animals and making friends with them.
You had pet rabbits, didn't you?
Yeah. Bunnies. Bunnies, they'd be hopping all over the place.
Just like a Disney princess.
Yeah. Sometimes I remember when I was webcamming, I was like cam girl. Sometimes my rabbit would be running around in the background. I think some people started watching me just for the rabbit, like not in a sexual way, but like, well, I don't know, maybe. But they're like, oh, your rabbit's cute.
That's like, and it's not a euphemism.
Yeah, no. So yeah. So I had you guys send in some problems. We'll do a little couple problems to finish this one out. But someone said, they asked, you know, can I have some instructions on how to give the best oral? How do we give good oral sex to women? Well, fellas, this is what I'll say. What women love, okay? Women love when you take the time to approach the pussy, okay? And if you start talking to the pussy about Joe Rogan, cold plunges, creatine, the position of man in today's society, a pussy will just eat up. Women love that. get some soaking. So please talk to your vagina, talk to a vagina today about everything that's been going on in your mind. Vaginas love that. So yeah, that's how you give, that's how you give oral sex. Yep, that's what I would say.
Comment below what your experience is after this advice.
Yeah, try that out and let me know how it went. But in all seriousness, every woman's different. See, you just gotta bloody ask how she likes it done. So do that. And there probably will be some women out there who would like you to talk about, you know, the manosphere into her vagina.
Bitcoin is another one.
Bitcoin,
the fall,
yes.
The fall of Bitcoin.
Yeah, talk about the fall of Bitcoin into the vagina. And don't just say it. Shout it. Say, crypto is the future. Shout that into her vagina. Oof. She'll be yours. She'll be like putty in the palm of your hands. Yeah, guaranteed orgasm.
Facts.
Facts.
Facts brought to you by Kat Baker.
Fact. Dr. Kat facts. Baker. Yeah. Let's see what other problems we have. I don't think... I think we maybe answered this one in the lost episode. The lost episode that shall not be named, for the authorities might chase after me.
Maybe someday it'll end up on a Patreon.
But someone fucked his second cousin 20 years ago and he wants a repeat.
It's that, yeah, you've been having this conversation with other people, haven't you? I know you're a podcast whore these days, Kat. I know what you've been up to behind my back. But yeah, it's a hot topic. It's all well and good saying, oh, would you fuck your cousin? But it's like, and then some people are like, oh, I did fuck my cousin. But then he wants it again 20 years later. Why does he want it again? That's the bit that's getting me.
Why do you want to nut in your cousin again?
It's purely just a taboo.
A second cousin. Some would say that's just an acquaintance, really, a second cousin.
When you say the word second cousin, do you have specific people that come to mind? Do you know second cousins?
A second cousin could be my cousin's cousin.
That, I think that's, yeah, on the other side.
Or it could be my, like, mum's cousin?
Or your cousin's kid, but... in the instance, they could be the same age as you, depending on. But I think the reality, I think, is cousin's cousin may, this is not my opinion, but may be okay to shag because it's your cousin's cousin. It's the opposite side. I personally don't think it is, but it could be. But the other one, like your mom's cousin, feels a bit too close or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But what do you think about this guy who wants to do it again?
Well, I mean, I would say...
And what's your advice for him? He wants, basically, Kat, he wants you to tell him. He wants you to give him the green flag or the red flag. Green
light. Do it. Fuck your second cousin again. Clearly, she liked it the first time. So, do it again. She did it multiple times before. She probably is up for it again. And I don't want to stand in the way of love. This is Pride Month. So, and love is love.
True. Might be a good way to end this week's episode.
That probably is. Love is love. Love is love. And this has been the Kat Baker Show. Yep. Why is love that way? Why can't we just fuck our second cousins in peace? Why can't we? This has been the Kat Baker Show podcast.
And I think we just found our jingle.
If you made it this far, leave a rainbow emoji in the comments for pride. Okay, because we are proud to be sexual degenerates around here. So, yeah, and leave a like and a comment. That really helps me out. I'd greatly appreciate it. And, yeah, thank you. Bye.